Parshas Hamor starts off with the din of Tumas Kohanim. Kohanim are not permitted to be Metami Elevesim unless it's a Leish Mitzvah, unless it's one of the seven relatives. So regarding the seven relatives, the heta for the Kohen to be Metami is a Machloikes, Rashi and Taisvus and Brochus, in the Sugi of Kovar Abriyas and Dav Chav, whether this is a din of Hutra or Dechuya. Rashi says that it's Hutra, it says in the Chumash. Unless it's one of the seven relatives of Hutra. The Yikara, Hutra means when the prohibition was formulated from the very outset, there was an exception to the rule that it simply doesn't apply in this case. And Tosis disagrees with Rashi and says no, that it's a din of Dechuya, that it says lo yitama. The Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. According to both of them, it's permissible to be metame to the Zayin Kroivim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's a rishus, it's optional. It's mutar. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a chayva. We pass on like Rabbi Kiva. So the Tosfos learns that that din, lo yitama, kavod abriyos, is deicher, yisef tumas kohanim. It's not that it's hutra. Meikora, the din was only formulated by other people, not by relatives. It would never form. Tosfos says no. The din applies to relatives also, and it's a special heter. Since you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kavod Abriyos, Kavod Abriyos is Deicher, the Isser of Tumas Kohanim. The Rambam also writes like that in Hilchas Ovil, the very end of the Rambam, after Hilchas Sanhedrin. Rambam, everything in the Rambam is very mesudadik, but a couple of things here and there, he didn't know how to put them. So he had Hilchas Ovil. Where do you put Hilchas Ovil? So he put Hilchas Ovil after Hilchas Sanhedrin. Why? Because in Sanhedrin he writes about the Arba Mises Bezin. And the mitzvah of Kvura, originally, the original Pasuk says in the Chumash only by Harugei Bezin. And there's one opinion in the Tanoim that the Kvura by Shar Meisim is only by the Rabbanim, that the mitzvah deraisa of Kvura is only by Harugei Bezin. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like the other Tana. There are two brises in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Vav, one after the other, word for word, exactly the same. The only difference is that one brise says, Remez l'kvura men atar minayin. Remez means that it's only an asmachta mid the Rabbanu. The other braisa says, minayin l'kvura men atar minayin. How do you know that there's a real din deraisa? So the Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam points out that that's the difference between the two braisas. Everything else is word for word the same. Difference is by the kvura by Shar Meisim, not Harugi Bezim, is deraisa the Rabbanu. So the Rambam puts Hilchas Ovdo after Hilchas Sanhedrin, and he says the reason why, because the din, the chiyuv kvura, is formulated in the Chumash by Harugei Bezin. The Rambam writes, Kam chamurihi mitzvus avelus, shenitchis b'poneho tumas kohanim. So the Rambam seems to hold that it's the chuya, like Tos, not that it's hutra, but hutra, it doesn't necessarily indicate how important the mitzvah of avelus is. If some A is deicha B, that shows that A is very important. Perhaps it's more important than B, that kvura, avela, to be misasik, the nimetapal and the kvura is a mitzvah of avelus. There's a big machloikis in Shulchan Aruch between the Mechaber and the Ramah and Hilchas Avelus. It's a machloikis in the Rishonim. The Gemara says that avelus is all the Rabbanon. Shiva, Shloshim, Yud, Beis Chodesh, everything is the Rabbanon. But avelus and Rishon, that's a big machloikis. So the Mechaber passing like the Ramam and the Rif and the Goinim, that the first day of Shiva, avelus and Rishon, is a din derais. And the Ramah passing like the Bali Atesis, that all avelus is only midi rabbanon. So the Rambam writes both in the Mishnah Torah and in the Sefer HaMitzvah, where is there a pasuk in Chumash that says that there's an obligation to observe avelus? He says this is the pasuk lo yitama. We pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, but lo yitama is a chayva. It's not a rishus, and it means that the mitzvah of showing kavod abriyos, even kavod hameisim, that's pshat. There's even a din of kavod hameisim. There's certainly a din of Kavod HaChaim. Kavod HaChaim is more common than Kavod HaMeisim. Some people have the attitude when you attend a funeral and the Chevei Kaddisha bring in the Orim with the Niftar, so everybody stands up. So they think that they're standing up in honor of the Meis. We never stood up for him while he was alive, so why should we stand up after he died? You need more Kavod. The din is the reverse. You give the Kavod HaChaim is more important than Kavod HaMeisim. So the Bartanura writes on Mishnayos Bikurim. Mishnah says in Mikurim that when the pilgrims would be walking, traveling to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim, everybody would stand up out of respect for them, even though they're farmers. Well, why do you have respect? You show kavod for the person who is on his way to do a mitzvah. So it says in the Bartanura, Mishnayos Bikurim is based on a Yerushalmi there, Mishnah on Bikurim, that we stand up we stand up not out of respect for the mace, we stand up out of respect for the Chevra Kadisha, who are doing a mitzvah now. Chevra Kadisha are often not the most learned people. Learned people would be busy learning, they wouldn't have time to work in the Chevra Kadisha, but you have to stand up when they're bringing in the mace, out of respect for the Chevra Kadisha. The same thing when they bring in a baby, when the Kvata brings in the baby for the bris. So you're not standing up out of respect for the baby. You're not going to stand up for the baby after the bris. Why should you stand up before the bris? You're standing up out of respect for the kvata who is bringing the baby to perform in order to facilitate the bris, in order to be able to do the bris. Some Rishonim say that that's why we have a meaning that we stand up on the chasen kala, march down the aisle, not because chasen doimel melech, he's not married yet. Chasen doimel melech is after the chuppah, you should stand up. But on his way to the chuppah, you stand up. I think the Rishonim have this lashon. You stand up because he's on his way, the chasen kala on the way to perform the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of getting married. There's a Pischei Tshuva in Yeridaya who says when the gabbai walks around with the pushka in order to collect tzedakah, so the Pischei Tshuva suggests you should stand up out of respect for the gabbai that he's getting all the people to give tzedakah. So Yaakov Kamenetsky suggested, I think he has it in his sefer on Shulchan Aruch, maybe that's the reason why we stand up when we say Vayivarach David. Why is Vayivarach David different from the rest of the psuka de zimmer? For the rest of the psuka de zimmer, you don't stand up. So he said, because the gabbai would walk around by Vayivarach David, Vayisha Akovid Mofanecha, everybody, there's a minute to give, to put money into the pushkin when you say Vayisha Akovid Mofanecha. Baruch Hu gives us Ashiras, and we give Ten Lam Mishalo, Shatov Mishalcho Shalom. So we give the Rabbanu Shalom Tzedakah from the money that he gave us. So we stand up not so much by Vayivarach David, that's what Yanky Kamenetsky suggested, but you're rather standing up out of respect for the gabbai who was walking around. So Leitchik thought that you stand up for Vayivarach David because you mentioned there's seven spheres there. Choshen Agdula, Agdula, Teferes, Manetzel, Vahot. So the Mekubalim say that that pasuk is alluding to the seven spheres. So we treat the reciting of the seven spheres as if it were something like a Dovish of Yigdusha. The Rambam writes that there's an Afkamina in this. The Rambam says that Tumas Kohanim is Dechuya, not Hutra. Kama Chamura hi mitzvah Savela shenitchis mepanecha, he said Tumas Kohanim. The Rambam emphasizes that it's Dechuya, it's not Hutra, like he holds our taste, not like Rashi. And he gives an Afkamina la'alocha that you have to figure out why is that an Afkamina. Let's say a person is in the Hurst, let's say a Kohen is in the hearse with his father Zara, and they're driving him to the cemetery. So he's mechuyev, he's permitted in mechuyev to be metame to the seven relatives. So while he's being metame to the father, to the seven relatives, there's no iser if he touches another mace. He's already with the father with the tumah, with the zayin kohen mitzmuta. But what if he's going to go into the chapel? Lachatchila, the chapel has his father and another mace there. So when he's going to go in Lachatchila, they're going to be two maces. So the Rambam says that that's not allowed. So Chiddush, that's not allowed. And the reason why it's not allowed is because it's only the Chuyah. If it would have been Hutra, then it would have been allowed. So why in the world does that depend on Chuyah Hutra? That's a question, but that's what the Rambam, the simple reading of the Rambam reads like that. That because it's only the Chuyah, not Hutra, therefore, you're not allowed, the Kohen is not allowed to enter the chapel if at the time that it has one of the Zayin Kohen has another mace. Very often they have more than one mace at one time in the chapel. So the Kohanim, the Rambam says, Kohanim are not allowed to go in. This Shaila of Tchu Yehutra, each case you have to judge individually. The Rambam starts Perek Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, starts with the first word in the Rambam. They always print in big letters in every chapter. So he starts off, the word is Duchuya Hi HaShabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. So maybe it's Labdavke. He doesn't make a fuss about it, whether Duchuya Hutra. That's a big machlek, is the rush in the end of Yuma. As a machlek is a Rishayim and a Shulchan Aruch, a machlek is a Mechaba and a Ramah. Whether Pikuach Nefesh is Dech HaShabbos or Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. The difference whether Hutra Duchuya is whether if you can avoid it. Do you have to avoid it or not? If it's Hutra's had the gum, you don't even have to avoid it. But let's say someone is sick in the family, and I want to drive them to the hospital. I can easily ask my next door neighbor to drive us to the hospital. Driving a car on Shabbos is a malacha deraisa. So is a Jew allowed to drive the car when he can easily get a nochri to drive? So if you're afraid the nochri is going to be mezalzel, he doesn't drive well, he's going to get into an accident, or he's going to be lazy, he's going to be slow. So it's a sofik sakana. So you drive yourself, but I'm going to go along with the patient. Just the nochri is going to drive the car. So if you hold a hutras head to gum, you don't even have to try to avoid it. So the Gemara has a machlokes in the first perek in Yuma, whether if you have a korban shezman kavua and you're allowed to be makavid in the state of tuma, is that tuma hutra betziba, tuma duchoya betziba? It might not come in. If you can easily avoid it, you can get other kohanim to do the avoid on the korbanus tzibur. So the Kesem Mishnah writes, how did the Rambam know that pikoch nefesh on Shabbos is duchoya? So he said, because the Gemara had a machlokes about tuma hutra betziba, whether hutra duchoya. And the psak over there is the chuya, so the Rambam assumed here it's also chuya. What does one have to do with the other? It's a very difficult case of Mishnah. Each case is a different shaila. Whether the koi metame to design krog mehutra chuya, it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Whether the koach nefesh, decha Shabbos, or hutra is a separate machlekes. They're not connected, they're not related to each other. The pashta says that they're not related. There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch regarding the din mishamesa muta lefadav et oinen. So in Shulchan Aruch we have accepted the shita of Taisvitz in the beginning of Perf mishamesa muta lefadav and brachas, that the oinen calls mishamesa muta lefadav is not allowed to fulfill mitzvah, not allowed to be mekayim any mitzvah. There's a machlokes and achrayim is a real Taisvitz quotes it from the Yerushalmi. It's a drusha from a pasuk. So most achranim assume that it's only an asmachta. It's not a real din deraisa. It's only by the rabban. Some achranim understood that it's a real drusha gemura. Yom shata moisik oisik b'meisim. You're not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs. I say you're not allowed to violate the isurim. Mishameisim mutal lefan is not allowed to eat treif for food. He's not allowed to talk lashon hara. He's not allowed to do averus, but he's not allowed to do mitzvahs. So that's a question. That's a question. Is that hutra or is that dechuya? Is it that out of kavan ameis, it's doicha the mitzvah? There really was a chiyuv, let's say, to daven. There really was a chiyuv to daven mincha, but because out of kavan ameis, the kavan ameis is doicha the chiyuv to daven. Are they saying now hutra, that there's no chiyuv at all? If it's only with the rabbanon, how can you say that there's no chiyuv at all? The pashto says, if you hold it, din derais, a real drosha gemura, you're not allowed to do any mitzvah, so then you can say hutra. But if you're all the tzolim with the rabbanon, the pashto says that it should be duchuyim. So there's a discussion there. If the mishameisim muta lefanav, let's say he missed mincha because he was anoyin and the whole zman mincha. Let's say someone died in the morning and the person knew about it. If the person died in the afternoon, he already became, the person became mechuyev, the children became mechuyev to daven mincha at 1:30. So just because someone died at 3 o'clock, it doesn't mean that he's not mechuyev at all. He was mechuyev to daven from before, and then he didn't daven, so he needs tashlumen. But the question is, what if mishameis amut telefon of the mace died in the morning? So when the zman mincha came, the whole zman mincha, he was an einan. And then they buried the mace, let's say, balaylo. So they have tashlumen for the tefillah that you missed. If you say hutra legamre, there's no chiyuv at all, then you don't make any tashlumen. But if you say, no, there was a chiyuv to daven, but it was the chuyah, the korban ha-meis is doicha, the obligation to daven, then it's shach to talk that there is tashlumen. So Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that they say it's hutra, that you don't make tashlumen. So that's very questionable. Why? If it's only mid the Rabban, how can he say hutra? It should be the chuyim. So then she suggested that it should really be along the lines of the kohen being mitami lemeis. The Rambam says that kama chamurihi mitzvus avelu shenitchis pampaner isa tumas koyanim. The Rambam emphasizes that it's the chuyim, it's not hutra. The way to show kavod hameis is to violate, to be mechalak kedushas kunim. So the way to show kavod hameis is not to fulfill the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev in. If you're going to say not mechuyev in mitzvahs, that doesn't show kavod hameis. It means because of kavod hameis, you violate the din that you were mechuyev to daven and to do mitzvahs, and you didn't do the mitzvahs. He thought there was validity to the argument of the other opinion, but in Shulchan Aruch, the psak is that you don't make tashlumen. Some suggest that the Ovel should daven for an omelet, and he should do, I think they quoted Tshuvas HaRadvaz like that. Let's say the Ovel missed whatever. He missed one of the two. Let's say he missed Chachris. So then he's going to daven. Mincha is going to be the Shliach Tzibur. So he's going to say Chazaras HaShatz. And when he says the Chazaras HaShatz, he should have in mind that that should serve as the Tashlumin for the Chachris that he missed. I find that very problematic. What do you mean? But he's saying Chazaras HaShatz as the Tefillah Satzibur for Mincha. And he has in mind that it should be for him the Tashlumin for Chachris. They're two different things. Which is it? Is it Chazaras HaShatz of Mincha or is it Tashlumin for Chachris? But that's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch. They quote that opinion of that suggestion of the Radvaz. The Radvaz was concerned that maybe we should follow the other opinion, that the Oinen is not allowed to do mitzvah. It says not Hutru, it's Duchuya. It should have Tashlumin. So he says, let him have in mind when he says the Chazaras HaShatz, that should count as the Tashlumin for the Tefillah that he missed. Yeah, some people have a mistaken impression that our religion places a lot of emphasis on the dead. Yeah, people are not religious. People are not observant. They don't keep Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha. They just come to shul to say Kaddish Yizkor Yahrzeit, and that's all they observe, Shiva. So the whole religion by them consists of taking care of the dead. But for observant people, the Kavod HaMeisim is not Teifes Makom Chashuv, not such a... There are many other mitzvahs. Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha are more important than Kavod HaMeis. And Kavod HaMeis is, even by a mace, there's a dino Kavod HaBrias, even by a dead person, by a living person, there's more of a chiyuv. That's the Gemara in Ksubis. I think in the second parak in Ksubis, the Gemara says if there's a crossroads and the highways. So on one highway, there's a group going with the Chas and Kala celebrating their marriage. Another highway, crossing over this highway, there's a group going to bury a person who died, and there are no red lights and green lights there. So they both bump into each other at the crossroads. So who has the Kedima? So the Gemara says that the Kavod HaChayim takes precedence over the Kavod HaMeisim. And the Shittim Kubetzis, and that Gemara said that's a general klal. Kavod HaChayim takes precedence over Kavod HaMeisim. Not that we give Kavod HaMeisim more important. No, Kavod HaMeisim is also, even after the person dies, you also give Kavod. But Kavod HaChayim is more important than the Kavod HaMeisim. People make a mistake. The Rambam writes a very surprising statement when he quotes the dinim that the Kohen is forbidden and obligated to be mitami to the seven relatives. So the six relatives are explicit in the Chumash. The seventh one is the spouse. So the Rambam writes that that's only midirabbanon. The Kohen is mitami leishto, and the Nesua is only midirabbanon. The Ravid, how can you be midirabbanon? Ekech yachacham lakadom melator bekumbi, I'll say. How can they permit a Kohen to be mitami to a meis? That bekumbi, I'll say. It's not b'shev al-tase. So the Rambam says, asuruha kemeis mitzvah. They declare that if the Kohen is not going to attend the funeral of his wife, it'll be a bizoyan to the wife, as if they didn't get along, as if they had no shalom bias. So we treat it as if it were a meis mitzvah. So the Ravid says, in my Gemara, every so often the Ravid has such an attack against the Rambam. He says, in my Gemara doesn't say like that. So he's right. In our Gemara, it says, if a Kohen is only married midirabbanan, if he only has Kiddusha midirabbanan, let's say he married a Ketana. The Ketana was a Yisayma. So the Kiddusha Ketana, if the mother marries off her daughter, the father has the right to marry off his daughter. The mother doesn't have the right menater to marry off her daughter. But with the Rabbanan, they made a takana that there's Kiddusha Ketana, and she can undo the Kiddusha with Miyun. If she's Memayin, if she goes to a Bezdin, she says she's not happily married, so it'll be okay the Kiddusha and the Mafreya. So there the Gemara says, the din is that if the girl dies, the Kohen is Metame. But he's only married midirabbanan, and the Torah is not married. So the Gemara says, in that case, asuha kemeis mitzvah. But the Gemara doesn't say that every time a Kohen is married, he's mitamei leishta, it's only midirabbanan. That's not true. Only when it's a kiddushin midirabbanan. So the Rabbi asked, in my Gemara doesn't say like that. He's right. And our Gemara doesn't say, where did the Rambam get it from? It's a pella. So the Rogat Shavah writes in one place that the Gemara in Yesh Nechon has a machlekes hatanoim, where the Habal Yerush and Sishta is a din derais or din derabban. And that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid had a paskin. So the Rambam paskins, Habal Yerush and Sishta is only midirabbanan. and the Ravid paskins like the other Torah, Abal Yerusha's Ishta is a din deraisa. So what's the issue with Abal Yerusha's Ishta is deraisa, the Rabbanan, so the Rabbi Chava suggests the issue is another relative, let's say both of my parents passed away. So my father's still my father even after he passed away. My mother was still my mother. But a husband and a wife are married as soon as one of them dies. So the whole issue is paka. So it comes out they're not related anymore. So how can you say Abba Yerushas Ishtai Lachamisa? So they're not related anymore. Just let's say the husband gave his wife a get and then the wife dies. If the wife dies after he divorced her, then he doesn't get the Yerusha. So whenever the wife dies, even if he didn't divorce her, the minute that she dies, so she's not related to him anymore. They're not married anymore. There's no ishus lachamisa. So that's why the Rambam holds. That's why the Rambam passed like the Shita, that Abal Yerushas Ishtai is only the Rabbanah. So the Raga Chava suggests maybe that's the marker of the Rambam that he writes that HaKoyim Metami LeIshtai is only mid the Rabbanah. All the Gemaras that say not so, the Rabbit is right. And our Gemaras that said the Teresh. HaKoyim Metami LeIshtai is a din min HaTorah. That's because the Gemaras are going with the opinion that Abal Yerushas Ishtai is min HaTorah. That since he was married to her, even though once she dies, they're not related anymore, but at the moment that she died, he had the Schus Yerusha. So here also, the moment that she died, so he had a Chiyuv to be Metame. But since the Rama Paskan, the Rabbal Yerusha, his Ishtar is only Midr Rabbanan, and that's probably the logic behind that Psak, that there's no Ishus Lahamisa, so who are Dinami, that the Kohen is not Metame Li Ishtar. Chidor wrote a book, Chidor wrote many, many books. I think he wrote over 80 svarim, something like that. I think they say he wrote so many svarim, the number of years that he lived. I think he lived into his 80s. He didn't write one sefer every year. When he was 1 year old, he didn't write a sefer. And each sefer is different from the other one. All different svarim. So one of the svarim, he has his sefer, the Shem HaGadolim. He has a list of different svarim, some of them, many of them were printed, some of them are only a manuscript. So half of the Sefer is Shemus HaSvarim, alphabetically arranged. That's in the 1700s. That's when the Jews started writing encyclopedias, alphabetically arranged. So he has also, the Chidor has a few encyclopedias. And Halacha, and Kabbalah, and all kinds of things. Agodah, all kinds of encyclopedias. He has a whole bibliography, a whole list of Svarim, a list of the Mechabrim. It's called the Shem HaGdolim. So in the Shem HaGdolim, he quotes that there are those who thought his name was Azulai. Chidor is the Rashi Tevis Chaim Yosef David Azulai. So he said there were those who said that Azulai is a Rashi Tevis Isha Zayna V'Chalola Lo Yikochu. Aleph Zayin Vav Lamed Aleph Yud. Isha Zayna V'Chalola Lo Yikochu. And it's a name for a family where they're Kohanim. So he says it's not true. He says I'm not a Kohen. The family name is Azulai. He used to be a student here in the Yeshiva 15-20 years ago. Whose name is Azulai, he said that it's a Goyisha name. He said, the Goyim have the name Azulai. It has nothing to do with Kohanim. So it's not a Rosh Hashanah, but it's a cute idea. The Habamina. Habamina. The Gemara says, in Moed Kotten, the Gemara beginning of Perek Ela Megalchen, has most of the Dinim Bababelus appear there in the third Perek of Moed Kotten. So the Gemara says that the Kohen Godol does not observe Babelus at all. The Pashtus is that a Kohen Hedyot is Mechuyev in Avelus, and that's the Din Lo Yitama. Even according to the Ramah, who paskens like the Bali Atay, even Avelus Yamishan is only the Rabbanon, but be Mitami LeMeisim, the Kohen be Mitami LeMeisim, that's a Nihug Avelus. So there is some aspect of Avelus. And then the Torah says the Kohen Gadol not allowed to be Mitami, even to the Zayin Karevim. So what it means is that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelus. That's how the Gemara understood the pasuk. The Rambam is problematic. The Rambam writes that the Kohen Gadol observes Avelus like everybody else. So the Achrayim work on it. The Rambam is against the Beferish Gemara. So they start fishing around. Maybe there's a Gemara Fakert somewhere. But the Terutzim that they give are problematic. It's a real difficult Rambam, problematic Rambam. And the Pashtus is that the Kohen Gadol does not observe any of the others. Why not? So the Gemara has a lashon. Is Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula ki Yisrael baregel damit. Just like the Jews on Yom Tov don't observe Avelus, so the Kohen Gadol all year long is like the Jews on Yom Tov that you don't observe Avelus. What is the mashal? Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula ki Yisrael baregel damit. Yisrael baregel doesn't observe Avelus because there's a chi of simcha. The Gemara said that simcha and Avelus are tied to the sasri. the mutually exclusive feelings that you're supposed to have. How can you be Samech and Misabal at the same time? So which of the two mitzvahs takes precedence? The Avelis or the Simchas Yontov? So the Gemara said, Osi Esed the Rabbi, V'dochi Esed the Yochid. Simchas Yontov is an essay, all of Klal Yisrael's B'chuyibim. Avelis is Abel Yochid Asiloch. Avelis is only on his family. So that's why the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov takes precedence over the mitzvah of Avelis. So why did the Gemara say, Moshel, Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana Kulag Yisrael Baregel Domi? So this led Rav Soloveitchik to interpret as follows. So what's the Mechayiv of Simcha? So he used to say this almost every year, that the Mechayiv of Simcha is Smachtam Lifnei Hashem Alakechem. When a person is in the presence of Hashem, he's Lifnei Hashem, then there's a Chayiv Simcha. That's a Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga. The Gemara has a statement, the Amoraim have a statement, Ein Atzus Lifnei Hamokim. When a person is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no sadness. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Hoy V'Hod V'Lefanav, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mekayma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's always Simcha. That's when you have a Sheva Brachas in your bench, so you say, Baruch Elokeinu, Shal Simcha B'ma'ono, Shal Chana Mishlo, Shal Simcha B'ma'ono. The Simcha is when one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, on Shalosh Shugadim, there's a Chiyav Simcha because we have a Chiyav to visit the Azar, so we have it supposed to be Lifnei Hashem. Now we don't have the ability, everybody's Tomei, and we can't walk into the Beis HaMikdosh. But in principle, there's a chiyuv to be lifnei Hashem. We assume on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also there's a chiyuv simcha. So why there's no aliyah leregel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Rosh Hashanah pointed out, the Gemara says that when you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, wherever you happen to be located, kevin that is zikaron kasi, since the purpose of the shofar is l'halas zikaron shal yisrael lifnei avim shabashamayim, the Gemara's lashon kevin that is zikaron kasi ki lifnim dami. It's considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara says, therefore, there's a more chamadik application of the din of Ein Kateka and Asa Saneg. Now, allowed to use a shofar shal parah. Because wherever you're blowing shofar, even in America, you're blowing shofar, it's considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when you're bifnim at the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the din of Ein Kateka and Asa Saneg applies. All gold in the world and all parahs in the world have to do with the Egel Azov. The Egel Azov wasn't the real Egel. It was Zahav, but in the gold, but let's say if you all have gold, that's not the gold from the Egel Azav, it's different gold. But all gold in the world and all poros in the world are considered having to do with the Egel Azav. So when you're lifnai v'lifnim, that's called the violation of Ein Kateg and Asaneger. When you're not lifnim, then it's only Ein Kateg and Asaneger if you have a lulav agozel. So this lulav, you stole this lulav and you're using this lulav to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's Ein Kateg and Asaneger. You did an aver with this thing that's a chefta shal avera. You're going to use it to serve as a chefta shal mitzvah. But when you lifnai v'lifnim, it's called a chefta shal avera, even though you didn't do an aver with this. No one did an aver with this. All gold in the world is called chefta shal avera, and all paris, all shofar shal para, because the egel azad, the egel is a vlada of the para. All paris in the world are considered kateger, chefta shal avera. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said on Rosh Hashanah. We assume there's a chiyuv simcha because it's a chiyuv to blow shofar, and the Gemara's lashon is came into the zikaron kasi kelifnim dami. Since the shofar of the zikaron means that it's a form of tefillah, shofar Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. It's a chelik of the tefillah. So since whenever you daven, it's considered as if you mamish lifnei Hashem and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's mechayiv and simcha. What's on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, you don't blow shofar, and there's no chiyuv aliyah leregel. So why is there a chiyuv simcha on Yom Kippur? We assume there is a chiyuv simcha both on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in addition to the Shavuot Shugolim. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from the Rambam in the Shmoneh Prakim, the Hakdamah, the Pirkei Avos is called the Shmoneh Prakim. So the Rambam quotes Psukim from Tanakh that a normal person is always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do Averis, so the Navi complains, because we do Averis, so the Averis are Mabdilim, like a Mechitza Shal Barzel, separating between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we sin. And on Yom Kippur, there's an extra Chiyuv Tshuva. There's Chiyuv Tshuva all year long. The Chiyuv Tshuva all year long. But on Yom Kippur, there's an extra Chiyuv Simcha. The Rabbeinu Yoin and the Shari Tshuva writes like that. So whenever there's a Chiyuv Tshuva, so the Tshuva is you should stop doing the Averis and return back to be Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So that's why on Yom Kippur we are also in a certain sense Lifnei Hashem. We have a chiv to be Lifnei Hashem. So that's the mechayiv of Simcha in general. the matzav of being lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, the kangodol kol hashana kula ki sol beregel dami, kangodol all year long. His job is to be in the Azara all day. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Kvodav sifratu shal hakangodol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. So that's why the Gemara says that the kangodol kol hashana kula ki sol beregel dami. Just like he sol beregel, there's a chiyab simcha, and simcha with Havelis is tarted as asrei. So too, the Kangorol all year long has a chiyuv simcha because he has a chiyuv to be in the Azara all day long. That's the responsibility of the Kangorol to supervise all the korbanos that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash. You have in the beginning of the parsha it says, "V'kidashto k'yes lechem alakechu hu makrib." So the Gemara understands from v'kidashto, you have to be mechabed the kohen. The Gemara says the kohen gets the first aliyah. The Gemara said the Mishnah says in Gittin the kohen gets the first aliyah mitnei dakir shalom. That if you don't get him the first aliyah, he's going to pick a fight. So the Gemara said dakir shalom. It's not dakir shalom. It's a real din there. I said the kiddashta levarach rishon. He gets the first aliyah. So the Gemara says here the kiddashta is a din there. I said the kohen gets the first aliyah. But if the kohen wants to, minatora, he can be meichel on his kavod. But midrabbanan, they made a takana that the kohen shouldn't be meichel on his kavod. Because what will happen is that on one occasion there'll be a bar mitzvah, there'll be so many guests in the shul, the kohen will be meichel on his kavod, give a yisur the first aliyah. Then next week there'll be a sheva bracha, so a different bar mitzvah, and the kohen will decide not to be meichel on his kavod. So if sometimes he'll be meichel, sometimes he won't be meichel, so this will cause machlokes in the shul. So the made a takana, the kohen should never be meichel on his kavod. The Gemara says that takana only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov when the shul is full. On the weekdays, the shuls were not so crowded. Not so many people came to shul. So this din, the kohen can be meichel on the weekdays. Then the Balei HaTosfos say that was only bizman HaGemara. The shuls were more crowded on Shabbos and Yom Tov than on the weekdays. But in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the communities were very tiny. Balei HaTosfos lived in Europe and France and Germany. Communities often were very tiny, and the same 15 people showed up in shul on the weekdays on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The same. So that's what Tosfos says, that Bizman Hazeh, the din applies even on Sheni V'Chamisha. Also, the kohen is not allowed to be meichel on his kavod. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer that today the matzav is to return back to the same it was in the days of the. These are the Gemara. The shuls are clearly more crowded on Shabbos and Yom Tov than they are on the weekdays. Weekdays they're half empty, more than half empty. And Shabbos and Yom Tov is more crowded. So Moshe said, therefore, we revert back to the din from the days of the Gemara. That the kohen, the takana, and the mishnah, that the kohen shouldn't be mochel on his kavod, only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It doesn't apply on the weekdays. So the simple reading of that Gemara in Gittin, the Perek and the Zalkin is, the Gemara said, the kiddashto is a din der aisa. You have to be mechabed the kohen min ator to get the first aliyah. There's a famous Tosfos in Chulin, on Daf Pei Zayin, I think, Daf Pei Ches, something over there, where Tosfos tells a story. If you steal a mitzvah that someone else was entitled to, so the Gemara said there's a penalty mid the Rabbanon that you have to pay Asor HaZehuvin. So let's say they're mechabit someone at the end of the shul dinner, the annual dinner, or a wedding, or whatever, but they're mechabit someone to bench. So another wise guy runs up, he grabs the mic, and he benches mezumah. So he stole four brachas from the other one. Where the four brachas? A question, but that the Gemara said four brachas. Azanas HaKol and Noi Delecho and Rachem and Ateva and Etiv. Poshim Shat, those four brachas. So the Mishanim discuss what are the four brachas. The Gemara says that there's a penalty he has to pay Asar Zehuvim for each bracha. He has to pay 40 Zehuvim. So Taisa tells him, Isa Shoi, they called up a kohen to get the first aliyah. And a guy runs up and he takes the first one. Not a kohen at all. Guy runs up and he steals the first aliyah from the kohen. And the people in the shul weren't paying attention. So he said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yom Avoy. They went along with him. And then the Balkari laid. So the question is, he stole the aliyah from the kohen. There's only one kohen in the shul. So the kohen had the right to the aliyah. So does the ganav who stole the aliyah, does he have to pay the kohen asarazu? So Tosfos says that this din, the kiddashto, the Baruch Rishon, is only an asmachta midrabban. It doesn't go on that. What does it go on? How then do you read it? The kiddashto. So the Gemara in Yevamos seems to learn the kiddashto. If the kohen is married to a grusha, you have to force him to divorce his wife. That's what it means. The kiddashto bal korchai. You have to force him to get divorced. So or pressure him. He's not allowed to marry a grusha v'chalotza, a zayna, a giyaris, and so on. You force him to observe the dinim of kedushas kavuna. But Tosfos says if you only stole a mitzvah midrabbanan from someone, then you don't pay asaras u. So since the whole din that the kohen gets the first aliyah is only a schus midrabbanan, so you don't pay asaras u. So that's the shaylus of when we say what were the four brachas in the benching. So tadamaita there's a lot of deraisa. So why do you pay 40 zehuvim? Unless you say that the bricha zimun. That's the fourth bracha. So that's a discussion in Chosha Mishpat. The Shach and the Chosha Mishpat discuss it. How do you calculate? In the end of Chosha Mishpat, when they have this din, that if someone stole a mitzvah from someone else, there's a penalty of paying on Zohar Zehuvim. And if you stole Birchas Hamazon from the other person, you pay 40 Zehuvim. That's where the Shach has this discussion. Absal Eichik thought that the Zimun is a din deraisa, based on that discussion there. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achrayim about that. Then he quotes machlokes harishayim. But the idea of benching mezumin, the Gemara knows that from Sukkim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a real din deraisa. Zimun is a din deraisa. Torah says that if a kohen has truma, kinyan kaspo can eat truma. What's a kinyan kaspo? A kinyan kaspo means that have a knayim shel kohen. And kinyan kaspo also applies to ishtar shel kohen. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're on the same level. It could be that when a kohen eats truma, he's mekayim a mitzvah. And the Rambam says, in addition to the bracha par piagofen, a mezainis, a hamoitzi, whatever bracha brachat brichas, and then he says a brichas a mitzvah, shekinishana bin dikdushos shalara mitzivano al achilas truma. The Rambam has the last page in Hilchas Trumas. He has that bracha even if you're eating chalas chutzlort, you say such a bracha. So it could be that there's a difference. That could be that ishta shel kohen eats truma. Could be that's a mitzvah. Evik nainu shel kohen eats truma. There's room to say that that's not a mitzvah. That's mutter, like behemoth kohen. A kohen can feed truma to his behemoth. That's not a mitzvah. That's a heter. Behemoth kohen is permitted to eat truma. So it could be that there's a basic difference between ishta shel kohen and evit shel kohen. That's a discussion in achrayim. And there's room to distinguish between erisin and nisuin. Could be that arusim and ator arusa chelus betruma, maybe that's a heter. Maybe nesua chelus betruma, maybe that's a mitzvah. That's a big discussion. But in eved ivri shel kohen is ein arichol betruma. That's how the Gemara in the beginning of kedushin translates the pasuk in Tereit Sedra. Toisha b'sachel lo yochal bay. So the toisha means the eved ivri who's there for a long time. That's an eved nirtza. And the sacher means an eved ivri who's not there so long. He's an eved ivri for sheish, only for 6 years. So Toshe B'Sacha, both a Nirtza and an Abedivri, who's Toch Sheish, are not allowed to eat the Truma. Perhaps the Pashtus in the Gemara is that by an Abed Kanaini, in addition to the Kenyan Mammon, there's a Kenyan Iser, and that's why an Abed Kanaini Shokan is Echel the Truma. I own the Abed Kanaini even with respect to Iser the Heta, but an Abedivri, there's only a Kenyan Mammon, there's no Kenyan Iser. No Kenyan Issa, so that's why the Eved Ivri Shel Kohen may not eat Truma. So Tosfos is, the Ramban says that that's not true. And Eved Ivri Shel Kohen, and Eved Ivri, there is a Kenyan Issa. V'arayu that Eved Ivri is mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. So it shows that the dinim deraisa are different by an Eved Ivri. So it's even a Kenyan Issa. So Tosfos asked that kasha on themselves. How can we say that by Eved Ivri there's no Kenyan Issa, but Eved Ivri is mutter b'shivcha k'nainis? It shows the Kol Zman is an Eved Ivri, the dinim are different. So Tosfos says, he's not mutter b'shivcha k'nainis on his own. Ramban holds that he's mutter on his own b'shivcha k'nainis. Tosfos holds only mutter if Rabbi Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis. If the Odom wants to get more vladas, the Odom wants the shivcha k'nainis to have vladas, and there'll be avadim k'nainim in shvachas k'nainios. So if Rabbi Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis, so then he's mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. On his own, he's not mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. So Tosfos says, since the Odin has the right to be mosalo, so that's why there's no iser at all. So that's a surprising line in Tosfos. The Odin has the right to make the Eved be mechal Shabbos. The Odin has the right to make the Eved k'naini eat treifis. No. Why does he have a right to make him sleep with the shivcha k'nainis if it's an iser derais? So Yosef Vengel talks about that. So he says, apparently the iser to live with the Shivcha K'nainis is because of the preachers, because of Nus. the Targum Onkelos says on the pasuk, "Leia Kodesh Mimenaisa when they see a Kadesh Mimenaisa." So, Kodesh refers to a man who's living with the Shivcha Knaidus, because then Kedushin Topsin. Nisa, let's see, Kadesh refers to a Jewish woman who's living with an Evik Knaidus, because then Kedushin Topsin. So, so that's the Mokker. We assume it's an Issa Deraisa. The Ramahol, the whole Issa Shivcha Knaidus, is only an Issa Midrabbanan. The Haraya, that it's only Midrabbanan, the Ramam says that Evik Knaidus, that Evid Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha Knaidus. If it's an Issa Deraisa, how can it be Mutta by the Evid Ivri? But that's a famous, difficult Ramam. The Gemara said Beferish, that it's an exception to the rule. The Gemara in the end of Erchen says that the end of Tmura, the Gemara talks about Estan Zonim, Cher Kelev. The Gemara says Beferish, that that's an exception to the rule. That usually it's a difficult Rambam, that the Rambam says that the Issa Shivcha Knaidus is only Midrabbanan. Then the Rambam adds on a line there, in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, he oven zeh kalbi and echo, you shouldn't make light of this Issa Dirabbanan, of not living with the Shivcha Knaidus, Evik Knaidus. Shari Unkelus Hager Tirgem, Unkelus put it into the Chumash as an Asmachta, the Rambam says, but it's not really true. Yer Kodesh, Lisi Kadesh, goes on a Jewish man living in a Shivcha Knaidus, a Jewish woman living with an Evik Knaidus. But the Rambam holds that the Unkelus put it in just to be Magzim, it's not really Pshat and Pasuk. But all the other Rishonim assume not so, that's an Issa Deraisa. That's what the simple reading of the Gemara in the end of the Tmura says, that Shivcha Knaidus is an Issa Deraisa. It's a special heter, but the Evid Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha Knaidus. So the Ramban understood from that he's Mutta on his own B'Shivcha Knaidus, even if ain't Rabba Mosalo. And that shows that there is a Kinyan Issa, even by an Evid Ivri. It's just that it doesn't help to allow him to eat the Truma. By the Evid Knaidus, there's a Kinyan Issa, he's even allowed to eat Truma. And there's another difference. An Evid Knaidus cannot become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without the approval of the Odom. An Evid Ivri is a free man, a free agent. He can become a Munah on his own Korban Pesach. The Odom has no right to Balabatav over him, to tell him where he has the right to become a Munah on a Korban Pesach. So the Tosfos understand that's because there's no Kinyan Issa at all on an Evid Ivri. But the Ramban understands that there is a Kinyan Issa. But the only benegeh to muta b'shivcha knaidus is not benegeh to achilas truma and not benegeh to become a munah on a korban pesach. The Gemara has a comment on the pasuk: if a girl was married to a kohen, then calls man she's married to the kohen, she's achilas b'truma and achilas b'chaz of a sheik. What happens if the husband dies? The kohen dies. B'zera ein lo. And she has no children from the kohen. If she has children from the kohen, then she's achelas bedruma in the schus of her children. Even if the children are not kohanim, let's say she had daughters from the kohen, and the daughters got married to non-kohanim, and the grandchildren are non-kohanim, and the daughters died. So the only live descendants that she has are the grandchildren who are not kohanim. But these are descendants of her husband. She was married to the husband. Originally he was a kohen. Husband died, and now she has descendants of the husband. So then is if Zera Yeshla, if Zera Einla, then Shabbat Beis Aliyah can the Rebbe. If Zera Yeshla, then she's Ocheles Betruma in the schus of the children that she has. Even if the Gemara has a case, a mamzer can be machal his grandmother. If she has a grandchild who's a mamzer, so she's allowed to eat Truma in the schus of the grandchild, because the grandchild came from her husband who was a kohen. So the Gemara has a din. Let's say the girl, the reverse. Let's say the girl was a bas kohen. She was a chelus b'truma. Then she marries a non kohen. Then the husband dies. So if zera yesh lo, if she has children from the non kohen, so it's considered as if she still has a shaychus with the husband. She's not a chelus b'truma. But if zera ein lo, the husband, the non kohen husband dies, and she has no descendants from the husband, Zera Einla, then Meshavel Beisaviyah can the Rebbe, Melechem Aviyah Teichel, she may go back and eat Truma. So Gemara has a comment, Melechem Eloi Kol Lechem. She's only a Chazeres L'Truma, Beinu Chazeres L'Chaz of Shoik. She reverts back to become a Bas Kohen, but she's only allowed to eat Truma, she's not allowed to eat Chaz of Shoik. So see, on the level of the Raisa, there's a difference between eating Truma and eating Chaz of Shoik for the Bas Kohen. So the Or Sameach quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that he thinks doesn't read straight. The Rishami was lost for so many years, and we didn't have a tradition from the Rishonim on the Girsa and the Rishami. So a lot of times the Girsa is fakert, a lot of mistakes in the Rishami. So he, the Rosh Hashanah thinks that there's a mistake in this Rishami. After he amends the text, he thinks that what it should say is that if a girl is not a Baskoin, a girl is her parents are a lady, or Yisrael, her father's a lady, or Yisrael, and she marries a Kohen, so then the Gemara says, Min HaTorah Arusa is Ocheles Betruma. So the Rosh Hashanah thinks only Arusa, Arusa is Ocheles only Betruma, but the Chazav Hashanah can eat Nisuin. That's the way he reads the Rishonim, that there's a difference between Arusa and Nisua. That Arusa, the Kohen is Ocheles Betruma, but in order to be allowed to eat Chazav Hashanah, for that you have to have Nisuin. Not enough to have Arusa. Then the Torah has the din in this week's Seder that a non-Kohen is not permitted to eat Truma. And there's an Issa, Misa B'dei Shamayim, Mizar Shochal Truma, Misa B'dei Shamayim. What if a Zar ate Truma of the Shoigig? So the din is he has to give Karen V'chaymesh. And he can't make out a check and he can't give money. He has to give Tavah HaRoy Lias Kodesh. He has to give that type of food. If he ate, if he drank wine, that was Truma, so he has to give back wine. And the wine that he gives back to Tashlum and the Pachm Lias Truma becomes Menasan HaKohen Es HaKodesh. You have to give the Havah right, Lias Kodesh, and becomes Kodesh. Let's say he ate the cookies. He ate cookies that were Truma, the Shoigeg. So he has to give back that kind of grain. And when he gives that kind of grain to the Kohen, the Kerem V'chaymesh, the Tapshluman and the Pachm Lias Truma, it becomes Truma. And if Zav will eat that, there'll be Misa B'dei Shamayim on that, and so on. But that's what we spoke a little bit this year, that the Zav She'ochal Truma B'Shoigeg pays Kerem V'chaymesh. So Tosfos has a chiddush in Exubis, on the first daf, I think, in Perek Elon Iris, that the Kerem B'chaymish is a Tashlumi Kapara. There are three categories of the Tashlumi. There's Momen and Knas, and then there's Kapara. So the Gemara only says Kufra Kapara. If Yishor Amud kills an Odom, the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifer. So the Gemara says that we hold that Kufra Kapara. You don't say Kufra Mamayna, it's a third category of Kapara. My nafkamina, you give it a different name. So Tosfos rattled off a whole list of six nafkaminas. He spoke a little bit about it. Tosfos has a chiddush that it can't be moichel. Whenever there's a chiyuv to pay an amount of money, but there is a moment of knas, the person has a right to be moichel. But kapara, the other person has no right to be moichel. And if I died and I didn't pay the money, you don't say nishtab da hanachosim and the other person can collect. Ain kapara la mesa, just like you can't bring a chatosh a mesa by meho. I'm not going to get a kapara after I'm dead. He can't be makrev the chatas. Even if I was mafrish the chatas, mechaim. You can't be makrev the chatas after the person died. So it doesn't make sense. If my Shah Amud killed an Adam and I didn't pay the kofer during my lifetime, you don't say nishtab da anachosim, and after I die, the yorshim of the man who my Shah Amud killed have a right to collect from my assets. Ain kapara la mesa. And Tosfos has a whole bunch of nafkaminas la'alochi. Six nafkaminas. Erechor is neman, achidush. Erechor is neman by kapora. Erechor is not neman, not by mom and not by knas. But by kapora, it's a gemara like that. And going straight forward in the parasha, the Torah has the din of a kohen who's a bamum cannot be makar with karbonis. And if the behem is a babas mum, if the carbon has a mum, it can't be makar of it. Even if it only has a mum either. Kol zman has the mum, he can't be makar of it. If it's a mum kavua, then the korban lends itself to be paida. Or if it's a pchora meiser, then you don't even need pinyon. Pchora meiser, you can shech the chutz lamigdash without pinyon. But even if it's a mum aiver, it's not a mum kavua, but it can't be makrevit kol zman that it has the mum. The Chumash gives examples of mumim by the behemoth, and then it ends off by moch v'chassus v'nasuk v'charus. If the behemah has a mum and the eber haleda, so and that organ, so that's also called the bamum. And then the pasuk ends off oviyartzach and loisasu. So the Gemara in Shabbos understands this to mean there's an isa sirus. You're not allowed to be masaris a person. You're not allowed to be masaris bali chayim. There's a rabbeinu Gershom on Baba Basra, I think, in the second parak. The Gemara is going to learn. The yeshiva is going to learn Baba Basra next year. So there's a rabbeinu Gershom learns pshat, I think, in the sugya of Chardel. Famous sugya in the second parak in Baba Basra, that the isa l'sareis balechaim even applies to insects. If you're going to feed them some kind of a chardel, you're going to feed them some kind of a food that's going to cause them to be infertile, So that's an Issa Siris. You're not allowed to do it. Then the Torah has the din, Shara Kesav Eis Ki Yivoled V'Hayashivas Yamim Tachasima. If you want to bring a korban, you're not allowed to bring it within the first 7 days. You have to wait till the eighth day. So the same is true regarding a bris milah. You should not supposed to be malah baby within the first 7 days. You have to wait till the eighth day. So the Zohar puts the two together, and the Zohar makes such a statement that usually in a korban, so you zorek the dam. When you do bris milah, there's also dam. So there's hatofas dam. That's a question whether the hatofas dam is really ma'akev or not. Some say if the person was nirvan mahul, then you have to have hatofas dam bris. If he was not nirvan mahul, he has an orla. If you cut off the orla, even if you did it in such a way that no dam will come out at all, so there are those who argue the point that it's a kosher and nila. In the Gemara, it never says not so. But they quote the Zohar. The Mishkan is Sankev has a tshuva where he quotes, he has a lot of tshuvas where he quotes the Zohar. So the Mishkan is Sankev quotes a passage from the Zohar. Zohar comments on Psukim and Parshas Lech Lecha that there are three parts to the mitzvah of Mila. There's Mila, to cut off the outer thick skin, then Priya, to cut off the second membrane, the lower membrane that's thinner. And then there's a third chelik is hatafas dam, that every bris has to have hatafas dam. That's why in the last 100 years they came up with, in order to avoid bleeding by a bris, so some of the moilim came up with this idea to make a clamp and to put on the clamp a few minutes before you do the bris, so you stop the flow of blood. So then when you cut off the arla, the blood doesn't flow at all. So many rabbanim said that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But the Zohar says that the three parts to the bris milah, you have to have hatafas dam. So that's why the Zohar makes such a statement that when you do the bris milah on the baby, that's like hakrovas hakorban in a certain sense. And that's why you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini, like by karbanis. And then what is that all about? Why do you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini? So the Zohar says that that's the Torah wants the baby has to experience, every baby boy has to experience Friday night. Friday night experience is not the same as Shabbos in the daytime. Friday night is Bebchinas Malchus, and Shabbos morning is Bebchinas Yisoid, whatever that means in Kabbalah, I don't know. That's why Malchus is the lowest of the seven spheres. So that's why it says on Friday night, the Ramah says, you hold the two challahs, one on top of the other, and you eat from the bottom challah. You cut the bottom challah. And on Shabbos morning is Bebchinas Yisoid, that's the sphere above Malchus, so you should, when you cut the challahs, you should eat from the upper challah. On Shabbos morning. That's why in Kabbalah sources, the Magen Avraham quotes that Shishi is considered the best Aliyah on Shabbos because Shishi, the Yisod, is the sixth of the seven spheres. So since Shabbos in the morning is Bebchinas Yisod, so that's why the best Aliyah is Shishi. That's why it says on in the Shulchan Aruch that when you daven on Friday night, you say Be'enuchu Vo. On Shabbos morning, you say Be'enuchu Vo. And Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, he said, "Be'enuchu vam." Why? Because Friday night is Bebchinas Malchus. Malchus is Loshen Nekeva. So you say, "Be'enuchu vam." And Shabbos in the morning is Bebchinas Yisod. Yisod is Loshen Zochar. So you say, "Be'enuchu vam." And Shabbos in the afternoon is a different experience. That's all the spheres together. That's why you say, "Be'enuchu vam." Okay, I don't know what these things mean, but it's printed in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says there. So the Zohar puts the two together. The Zohar says that the reason why you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini for a bris and to be makruv a korban, because the baby has to experience Friday night in order to be roi to have the bris milah, and the korban has to experience Friday night. So if, let's say, the baby is born, the baby is born on a Sunday. So if you do the bris on Sunday, the baby didn't experience Friday night yet. So why do you have to have, why do you need the eighth day? Should be enough the seventh day. The baby's born on Shabbos. There's another baby may be born on Shabbos in the daytime. And he didn't experience, before he was born doesn't count. He didn't experience after he was born the experience of Friday night. So you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini, so that's a loy plug. Really, you should have, the din should have really been, the bris should be after experiencing Friday night. You can't do a bris, Mila is not Dechel Shabbat unless it's Mila Bismana. So the reason why the Torah, that's what the Zohar puts it like that, the reason why the Torah made a din that you always have to wait till the Yom HaShmini, that's the Mila Bismana. So even if the baby was born on Shabbos in the daytime, the baby will experience the experience of Malchus on Friday night before you do the bris. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Mila. We learned at the beginning of the year. Abi Aben should stand next to the Moila Hodiyah Shuhum Shlucho. Machabe writes, Abi Aben should stand next to the Moth and notify him that he's appointing him as the Shliach. So the Vilna Gaon says he thinks that that's not the real reason. The real reason is because Eich Kabanu Shalom Karvei Noibet Al Gabov. That the doing the bris mila on the baby in a certain sense is considered like a korban, and the Mishnah says in Tainus that the bala korban, preferable the bala korban should stand there when they're being makriv the korban on his behalf. Then the Torah has the mitzvah of b'nigdashti b'soch b'nesov. We should make a kiddush Hashem. Lo yisachal lo Hashem kotcha. You shouldn't make a chil Hashem. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisrei HaTorah, let's say a person sometimes violates an Avera and no one else is around. That's a Chil Hashem Betzina. If he violates the Avera in presence of 10 people, that's Chil Hashem Befrahesia, that's Chil Hashem Berabin, that's a bigger Avera. Some have the attitude that if you do Averas and no one's watching, that's not a Chil Hashem, only if it's done in public. So the Rambam writes, not so. There's a Chil Hashem Barabim and there's a Chil Hashem Shalom Barabim. The Yigdash to Besoch B'nei Yisroel, Toch has a connotation of 10, that you need a minion of 10 people to recite the Dovish of Yigdusha. And Moshe Feinstein holds that that din is only with the Rabbanim, that you need a minion for Dovish of Yigdusha is only with the Rabbanim. The din that you need a minion sometimes, in order to say Yehorek Val Yavar, you only say Yehorek Val Yavar if it's Shara Averis B'Faresia, that's a din that Raisa. So Moshe writes that there are kulas. A lot of places they would be mekel. There's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that if you have 9 people who are passed by mitzvah, one child before by mitzvah, that's enough to have chazaras hashatz and kriyas haTorah. You can be mitzvah for one kot. One isha in Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote such an opinion, that one woman could be mitzvah with 9 men. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there was such an opinion and the Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote it as an option. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that one katan is mitzarev. So Moshe Feinstein says one katan is mitzarev to 9 gedolim. That's because the whole need for 10 people for Dov Shabbi Dusha to recite Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu is only mid the Rabbanan. But let's say for Yehorek Val Yavar purposes, that's a real din d'arais and ekdash to b'toch v'nei Yisrael. And toch has a connotation of 10. That's the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So that's a real din d'arais. So there, you have to have 10 gedolim. You wouldn't be mitzarev for katan. I understand that some of you may have to go to college classes. I don't want to hold you back. I'd like to... Is there anybody here who doesn't have a college class today? Okay, so maybe I'll continue giving Divrei Torah on the Sedra. Whoever has to leave, has to leave. Okay. In the Parshas HaMoados, in the end of Emor, it says 3 times, Eilem Hashem Shetikru Osom. And usually we spell Osam Aleph Vav Tav Mem. So here it's spelled 3 times Aleph Tav Mem, Chosa. Why is it spelled Atem? So the Sifro, the Torah kind of has a drasha, Atem Afilu Mutim, even if the Bez made a mistake, they really shouldn't have made Kiddush HaChodesh. Let's say witnesses came and they misled the Bezin into believing that you should declare Rosh Chodesh, and it was really a mistake. So that's the din, that if Bezin was Mekadosh HaChodesh, or Ma'aber D'Shana, even though it's a mistake, Rashi quotes that from the Torah's Kainim also. Why does it say? It says 3 times, Osam, spelled Atem. So Rashi says, one goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, if you made a mistake, and one goes on Iber HaShana. That's a discussion that Tzlach, in the end of Brochus, has a Kasha and a Gemara, and he came up with the suggestion of it, that Tzlach is by the Nodi Behudim. So he comes up with a suggestion, maybe the din of Atem Afilu Mutim, that the Kiddush HaChodesh is called even an error, maybe it only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, does not apply to Iber HaShana. So the Minhas Chinah says it's against the Sifra. Rashi on this week's Seder says, it says twice Atem instead of Osam. One goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, one goes on Iber HaShana. Really, it says 3 times. So Rashi doesn't tell you what's the 3rd time all about. So the Sifra talks about that. Atem Afilu Mizidim, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Atem Afilu Mutim. But it applies both to Kiddush HaChodesh and to Iber HaShana. There is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim where it says, Kipal Mincha Dovel HaMishpat. There's a friction in the community because the machlokes among the rabban and what the din is, and they can't resolve it. So it says you have to go to Kamta by Elisa and Amok, and you go to the Bez Nogodl Shabim Shalayim. Whatever the Bez Nogodl paskins, everybody has to follow. So the pasuk says, so Rashi quotes on the Sifrei, and that pasuk, Apilu Yamin Shu Small, while Small Shahu Yamin. Even if it sounds like even if the Bez Nagar made a mistake, authority is binding even when it's in error. That's what it sounds like. Herman Wook taught here in the Yeshiva College, I think 2 years before my time, is before I was a student. He taught literature, so he told the students that the theme of the Cain mutiny was based on that Rashi. His grandfather used to have his grandfather was a rabbi. He had a shul in the Bronx, down the block from my grandparents. I remember the shul. And then the whole neighborhood became black, and he refused to sell it to a church. Other shuls sold out to churches, and he refused to. He didn't need the money, and he left it. I don't know what's with the shul now, but he held out. He resisted for a long, long time. So he said that the theme of his book, The Cain Mutiny, was based on this Rashi, that authority is binding even when it's in error. So the students told him that that's not Pshat and Rashi, that it can't be, it's not correct, because the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos raises an issue. The opening Mishnah in Horeiah says, if the Bez Nagadol gave a psak that a certain kind of chelev is mutter, and the people knew that it's a mistake, and they followed the mistake, so then there's no din of parhal and davar shel tibet. They're not supposed to listen to the Bez Nagadol when it's an error. So what do you do with that Sifrei? It says, afila yimin shu smol val smol shu yimin. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes, the correct girsa in the Sifrei should be, afila nirin b'yeinecho al yimin shu smol. Let's say sometimes a doctor recommends a certain medication, a certain treatment, and the patient thinks that it's ridiculous. That's not going to help. But we should assume that the doctor knows medicine better than we know. We didn't go to medical school. So here it says, even if the rabbi gives a psak nira b'enecha, to me it sounds like it's a ridiculous psak. How can it be? How can it be? I remember once there was a group of Goyish people came to Rabbi Ganak on a Friday. Rabbi Ganak is friendly with a lot of the politicians in New Jersey. So they asked Rabbi Ganak to speak to the governor of New Jersey to pass a certain law to get involved. So but these people used to prepare the special diet for the when they give special diet to the calves, veal. The veal is very soft meat, and when you eat veal, it goes down your throat like butter, very very soft. So how do they accomplish that? That the meat is so soft, it has no muscles. So they give it a special diet. So there was a shayla of basa b'cholam, because they feed it basa b'cholam. So shayla is basa b'cholam, the rice, basa b'cholam, the rabbanim. So I remember these people came to speak to the rabbi Ganak on a Friday morning. So I usually went into the OU office on Fridays to work on issues of kashrus. So Rabbi Ganak tells him 1 minute, he wants me to come in. So I come into the room, and he said, tell it again. Tell us again what it's made from. So he tells us that it's the Goy Matan, it's made from Basam B'cholam. So then you're not allowed to eat the veal, because it's a din behemish and it's patma, calling mechaya, bisuri hanoa. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to eat it. Taisus in the end of Tamuri, you're not allowed to eat it. The Sfardim don't have a problem because they follow the Rambam. The Rambam says that there is no such din. But Taisus in the end of Tamura says on a Mishnah there, Mikan Yesh Lomot, that the Behemish and his Pat, Makoy Mechaya, Bisuri Hano, Sapas Machol of Deraisa, is also Bahano. So I was talking with Rabbi Ganak, so I said, maybe they should use pork instead of kosher meat from the Behemah Torah. So if it's pork, so it doesn't become Basa Bacholo. So he asks the Goyish people, and if you substitute it with pork? So one of the Goyim screams out, Chaza! He says, how do you know about Chaza? He's married to a Jewish girl. His in-laws are survivors from the Holocaust. And if they're surviving the Holocaust, then their daughter goes and marries a guy. So we had to explain to him that Chaza is treif, so it doesn't make basa b'chala. But if it's kosher meat, then it makes basa b'chala. But he didn't know anything about kosher. So he thought Chaza makes it worse. Chaza is a bigger problem. Should be a bigger problem than stam basa b'chala. Yeah. So that's what the Ramban says. The correct use in the Sifrei should be not al yimin shu small, the Chachamim made a mistake. Afila nirim b'yenecha, even if you think that the psak doesn't make sense, you should have a munas Chachamim that they know what they're paskening. The Gemara says, where do you see in Tanakh that we should assume that the Talmid Chacham know how to pass Kashala? So the Gemara in the beginning of Sota quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Zohar Hashem le'yireyo v'vriso lo'hodiyam. Kodesh Baruch Hu will reveal his secrets to Paskenei Shailas to those who have Yireh Shamayim. So that's the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes like that. The Ramban on Chumash and that Pasuk, Al Yimin Shu Smavos Moshe Yimin, Ramban says, yeah, the Psak of the Bezdin is binding even when it's in error. As the Din says, Atem Afilu Mutim, even if the Bezdin made a mistake in Kiddush HaKadosh. So the Ramban HaChumash is very difficult. That's the one and only exception to the rule. Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana, that one din is the one exception to the rule, where the Psak is binding even when it's an error. But other than Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana, there is no such din. If you know that the Bezdin made a mistake, you're not allowed to listen to the Psak. The Chumash lists off all the various Yamim Tovim, and it starts off with Chag HaPesach. So it says, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is Chag HaPesach. And when Leil Tezvav, what we call Pesach, in the Chumash that's called Chag HaMatzos. So in Yerideya, we have the din that on Yontif, one does not observe Avelis. And if one was in Shiva before Yontif, so when it comes Yontif, it cancels the Shiva. If one is in Nivel Shloshim, it cancels the Shloshim. So it says, there are more quotes in Erez HaRuah, that if one is in the middle of Shiva and it comes Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Erev Pesach in the afternoon is called Chag HaPesach, and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that cancels the Shiva. If one is in the middle of Shloshim, so the Shloshim is cancelled when it comes Chatzos on Erev Pesach. There's only a din on Erev Pesach. It doesn't apply to any other Yontav, any other Shabbos. So the Pesachim Shuvah writes that people make a mistake. They extrapolated from this Ramah that whenever it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontav, so you call it quits. You don't observe the rest of Avelus till the end of the day after Chatzos. That's a mistake. It's only a din Erev Pesach. And the Bi'ur Agra writes, what's the Mokar? The Erev Pesach in the afternoon is a Yontav. He said, the Mokar is you read the Chumash and Parshas Amor. The first Yontav listed is Chag HaPesach. And the second Yontav listed is Chag HaMatzos. What we call Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos in Sukkot. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that's Chag HaPesach. There is a Tosfos in Zvachim on Daf Kuf where Tosfos says befavors against the Erez HaRuah. Tosfos holds that even Erev Pesach in the afternoon one does observe Avelus, but the Ramah didn't paskin like the Tosfos. Ramah paskins like the Erez HaRuah. So there's a sefer by on Yerideya by Rav Loza Moshe Hurwitz. He's in the back of the Gemara. He's the Habis Oris and quite a few Masichtas. He learned in Valojan also at the same time as the Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi has some tshuvas that he wrote to him. So Rav Loza Moshe Hurwitz writes, yeah, that's legitimate. Whenever there's a machlokes in Hilchos Avelus, a halachic devar nekel ba'ovel. So we go lekula. So that's why there are more paskin lekula. There are Pesach after Chatzos. One doesn't observe Avelus. The question is, happens all the time. Let's say someone died and the kvura took place erev Pesach after Chatzos. So if someone dies and the kvura takes place on Chol HaMoed, the kvura takes place on Yontif. The kvura takes place on Chol HaMoed or on Yontif, then you don't observe Shiva. You have to wait. You don't observe on Yontif or Chol HaMoed. You have to wait till after Pesach. Then you observe the whole Shiva. If the person started Shiva before, then Yontif cancels. So what if the kvura took place erev Pesach in the afternoon? So if you really hold like the Erez HaRuah, that's like Kovim Mesa Beregel, and you have to start observing Shiva after Yontif is over. So there the common practice is that they do the Avelim observe Shiva after Chatzos. And then they say, when Yontif enters, when Pesach enters, Leil Tezvav, that cancels the Shiva. You go L'Hokel in the other direction. But that's the question, is that called L'Hokel? L'Hokel means, if you go like the Erez HaRuah, and you won't observe Avelus Erev Pesach in the afternoon, then you'll have a chumrah at the end. You'll have to sit Shiva 7 days after Yontif is over. If you go like Tosfos, you do observe Avelus today, after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Then when it comes after Yontif, you don't have to observe Shiva. So that's called halachic nivah nekel, because in the end of the day, it'll come out lahakel. You won't observe the 7 days of Shiva after Yontif. But right now, Erev Pesach is a suffix, but he's supposed to observe Avelus. So you should really say, whenever there's a suffix, you don't observe Avelus. The common practice is not so. Common practice, they take off their shoes in the cemetery after the kvura. Then when Yontav enters, then they call the quits. And they say the Yontav cancels. That's a question whether that's proper or not. Is that what the din should be? The din is, let's say, there's a funeral on Chol HaMoed, so the Mishnah says that the Avelim have to rip Kriya. One doesn't observe Avelis on Chol HaMoed, but the Gemara has an expression, Avelis L'chud and Kriya L'chud. They're not the same thing. Kriya is not the same as Avelis. Same thing, a Kotan doesn't observe Avelis. There's Chinuch Midrabbanan, the Ketanim before Bar Mitzvah have to observe all the various mitzvahs, Manatar Midrabbanan. But there's a machloikis in the days of the Gaonim is the chinuch and avelus. So the psak hamakuba on the Shulchan Aruch is that there's no chinuch and avelus. Whatever the explanation is, and Moshe Feinstein talks about it in the Tshuva, whatever the hesber is, but that's the din, that there's no chinuch and avelus. And despite the fact there's no chinuch and avelus, there is chinuch and ripping kriya, because kriya luchud v'avelus luchud. So the Magen Avraham writes, though, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, they rip in Kriya when you go to the Kosel HaMaravi, when you see Yerushalayim b'Chorbanah, Yehuda b'Chorbanah, so there, ripping Kriya is a Nihog Avelus. So he says there, a Kotan would not rip Kriya, and a Chol HaMoed, you would not rip Kriya. So if one goes to the Kosel HaMaravi, has been there in a long time, he goes to the Kosel HaMaravi, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so the Magen Avraham says, you don't rip Kriya, because ripping Kriya on the Churban Abayis, that's a Nihog Avelus. Unlike Kriya, and when a relative dies, that's not a Nihog Avelus. Kriya Luchud, Avelus Luchud. But Kriya on the Churban Abayis, that's a Nihog Avelus. And that one doesn't observe on Chol HaMoed, and one doesn't observe that on our Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzai. So the Minig developed, people by mistake, they extended that just like they extended the din that Erev Pesach after Chatzos, one doesn't observe Avelus, and many people think every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos, you don't observe Avelus. That's a mistake. You do. One does observe Avelus. In fact, the rabbi here, Rabbi Schwab, used to be the rabbi in Rabbi Breuer Shul for many years. So they all knew when someone was sitting Shiva, the Rabbi Schwab is going to come to Menachem Avil Friday afternoon. Because it was a common practice that the people didn't observe Avelus Friday afternoon after Chatzos. So they all knew Rabbi Schwab was going to come, so they have to be sitting Shiva. They always came. I remember I once went to the Menachem Avil by one of the Balabatim on the board from the yeshiva. It was in Avelus for a relative, for his brother. So they told me I should go be Menachem Avil because the Balabas was friendly with me. So I went on a Friday morning. He wasn't there. He went to the office. It was the middle of Shiva. It wasn't the last day. He thought, Friday, Erev Shabbos, you don't observe Avelus. Ad kedei kach. But so Erev Pesach after Chatzos is like Yom Tov, and you don't rip Kriya on the Churban Abayis, you don't rip. Because Kriya on the Churban Abayis, the Magen Avraham says, that is the Nihog Avelus. So the mistake crept in from that. So the common practices in Eretz Yisrael, everybody goes the first time, they go to the Kosel, Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, they don't rip Kriya. So the Chazon Ish says that it's a mistake. All the Poskim say it's a mistake. It's a carryover from Erev Pesach, and it's a mistake. In the parasha we have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and it says Tisperuch Hamishim Yom, and the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is repeated again in Re'ei and Chumash Devarim. There it says Shubah Shavuos Tisperuch. So the Gemara says, which is it? Do you count the days or do you count the weeks? So the Gemara says mitzvah the Mimni Yomi or mitzvah the Mimni Shavuos. So mitzvah to count both. There was an old girsa in the Sifra and in the Sifrei. The Sifra and today said in the Sifrei on Parshas Re'ei. The old Girsa had it. The Vilna Gaon changed the Girsa. He corrected it. So it doesn't exist anymore. But the original Girsa was that Sfiras HaOmer is a separate mitzvah on the Bez Nagodol. Shiva Shavuos Tisbaloch, Losh, Losh, and Yochid means the whole Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to count Sfiras HaOmer, with the Bez Nagodol counting, representing them. Svartem Lachem, today it says, Svartem Lachem, Shetei Sfir, Lachalech, and Yochid, that's a Chavis HaYochid. So the old girsa was that there are two different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of counting the days is mutal on kol yochad yochad. Mitzvah counting the weeks is only mutal on the Bez Nagodol. That was an interesting idea that the Rav Soloveitcher used to say. We call it Shavuos. We don't call it Chag HaMishim. The Christians call it the Pentecost, the holiday of the 50th day. And they always have Pentecost always on a Sunday because that they picked out that shtick from the Tzedukim, from the Zman Baisheni, that they always counted spheres starting from the Sunday, Mimachos HaShabbos, 7 full weeks, Sunday through Shabbos, and then Shavuos is always on a Sunday. So the early Christians picked up. There was a used to be a woman who worked here in one of the offices, Mrs. Honigswax. Her husband learned in Eretz Yisrael. He was a learned fellow, so he put out a book. So he has one chapter in the book. He has other things also, learning in English. And one chapter was about around 10, 15 things that the early Christians picked up from the Tzedukim, Ms. Manabai. So one of them was this, that the Pentecost always falls out on a Sunday. So they call it the Chag HaChamishim, and we call it the Chag HaShavuos. Rav Soloveitchik said, it's really Chag HaShavuos, because the Bez Nagadol makes it into Yontif by count. Bez Nagadol has to count, according to the old Gerson, the Sifra and the Sifrei. Bez Nagadol counts the weeks. Kol Yochev Yochev counts the days. That doesn't create Shavuos. Shavuos is created because the Bez Nagadol is in charge of Kliyas HaLuach. When the Torah describes in today's Seder, Rosh Hashanah, so it's described as Zichron Truah. So the Gemara finds that difficult. What do you mean? And the other place is described as Yom Truah Yelachem. Why is Zichron Truah? So the Gemara first suggests Zichron Truah, you talk about Tkiyas, but you don't actually blow Shofar because of the Gzeira de Rabba. Then the Gemara said, what are you talking? Gzeira de Rabba is a Gzeira de Rabbanon. That's not pshat in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says that Min HaTorah, you blow Shofar, even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's only mid the Rabbanon. So what's Zichron Truah? What does it mean? So one of the earlier Achrayim writes, this Gzeira de Rabba was instituted in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why the Chumash calls it Zichron Truah. Already the first Rosh Hashanah after Maamar HaSinai was on Shabbos, and it was only Zichron Truah because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't let that. He already made the Gzeira de Rabba. So I think the Halachas Ketanis writes like that. Halachas Ketanis was, I think, from the 1500s, if I'm not mistaken, 1600s. So the Bava Tanya writes in his drushes in the Likutei Torah on the drushes for Rosh Hashanah. He says everybody knows that that's not correct. It's obvious that all the Gzeres de Rabbanim were made towards the end of the Baisheni period, and this Gzeres de Rabba did not exist in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's Pshat and Zichron Truah then? The Gemara never explains it. So Soloveitchik suggested maybe Zichron Truah means that you have to Zichiv Deraisa to daven on Rosh Hashanah. Zichron means Lahaskir. You have to daven malchis, chayna shofars. Maybe the fact that you have to blow shofar al seder habrachas, tkiyas al seder habrachas, maybe the chiyav, usually we assume the chiyav to daven is only with the rabbanon, tefillah lav deraisa. Maybe davening on Rosh Hashanah is deraisa, and tkiyas al seder habrachas, Rashi seems to hold that tkiyas al seder habrachas is a din deraisa. The rabbanon today said, quotes the Rashi, and he disagrees, but it's more than the Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and the Gemara a few times. Seems like he holds that Kiyas al Seir Abrachas is a din deraisa. Then the Torah has a din after Rosh Hashanah comes a din of Yom Kippur. So it says we should fast B'tish Allah Chayrish Ba'erev on the 9th of Tishrei. 9th of Tishrei, you don't fast. The night following the B'tish Allah Chayrish Ba'erev. The 9th day of Tishrei, the night following. So it's not Tish Allah Chayrish. So the Gemara says this is the marker for Tosefas Yom Kippur. The Rambam holds that that's the whole din. The Rambam paskens is against the sugya and Rosh Hashanah daftes. The Rambam holds that the din of Tosefus only applies to Yom Kippur. Tosefus lefanav and liachrab is only Yom Kippur and Shabbos Yontif. There's no din of Tosefus. But most of the Rishonim say not so. But the Mechaber knew that the Rambam holds no din of Tosefus. That's the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Shabbos. Yesh Omrim, that is the mitzvah lehosef mechol al hakadosh. Why is Yesh Omrim? That's what it says in the Gemara. Because the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says it's only a din of Yom Kippur. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembered as a child the women used to bench licht every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, a half an hour before the Shkia. It was Tosefus of 30 minutes. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz, Beisa Daflaman of an Aleph. I just gave a shiur in this room yesterday to a different group. So I mentioned that Rabbeinu Peretz, that there was Tosefus Shabbos. Tosis writes there in Beit Zadav Lamed, it would appear from the Gemara that there's a minimum amount of time that you have to be Moseh Mechol al HaKadosh, but they can't figure out from the Gemara how much time it is. So the Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Lamed Amar Alham Beit Zadav says 30 minutes. 30 minutes is Samach. On the level of the Raisa, Samach is 30 minutes before. So he said, by the Erev Yom Kippur, the meaning where he came from was that they would bench licht, the women would bench licht 60 minutes before, an hour before Shkia. Why? So as a child, he was always very curious. That's why he grew in learning, because he always used to ask a lot of questions. So they told him, 30 minutes Tosefus for Malacha, 30 minutes Tosefus for Inuim. And he said he never understood what that means. It's one Kedusha Sayyam, the same 30 minutes should be Tosefus for Inuim, for Malacha. He didn't understand what that meant. Then right after the Parshas Amodos, you have Erev Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, then you have Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. After Sukkos, then it says, the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenor, Shem Azayis Zach Tosis Lamor. Why does it have Shem Azayis for the Mo'or? So the Rekeach was at the end of the Tkuf of the Balei HaTesis. They had Balei HaTesis who were into Kabbalah. The Rekeach says the Chumash wrote the Din of Hadlokas HaMenor right after to be Meramiz that there's going to be a Yontav to Rabbanan of Chanukah. That's a famous Rekeach that the Achronim quote. But before you get to the Chanukah, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So by Sukkot, it says, "Lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon." You should shake a lulav dalad minim. "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim." So the Mishnah says, "Lulav nitol b'amigdosh kol shiva." The base of Migdosh, there's a chiyuv to shake the lulav all 7 days. "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim." But the gvulin outside of the base of Migdosh is only lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. Only the first day. After the destruction of the second base Hamikdash, so the Bezdin made a takana, Kadesh Alot Tishtakach, this mitzvah shouldn't be forgotten, that there's a mitzvah in the base Hamikdash to shake a lulav kol shiva. So they introduced lulav nitol kol shiva zecha l'migdash. That was Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai, was the chief rabbi for 40 years. The Gemara says he lived to the age of 120, so the Gemara said the first 40 years of his life he was in business, and then he retired at the age of 40. And then the next 40 years he was learning till the age of 80. And by the age of 80 he was the biggest Talmid Chacham. So they appointed him as the chief rabbi, and he was the head of the Sanhedrin for the last 40 years of his life. So part of the 40 years was Bizman HaBayis, and part was after the Churban HaBayis. So during his presidency, well, he was the head of the Sanhedrin. The Gemara says they made 9 takonis. His Bez Nagar made 9 takonis. Several of them had to do with the fact that there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash. So this was one of them. One of the takonis was Shehelulam Nito Kol Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. We shouldn't forget that such a mitzvah existed. It says, Ulakachtem Lachem B'yom HaRishon. You need Shalachem on the first day Sukkot. What about Asmachtem Lefnei Hashem Alakech M'shiva Asyam? And that you also need Shalachem. Lachem goes on that too? Or no, that's a different mitzvah, Asmachtem. So that's a famous machlokes, the first daf in Lulav HaGozel. Taisa's opinion is that whenever Lulav is deraisa, you need Shalachem. When it's only the Rabbanan, Zeich HaMikdash, then you don't need Shalachem. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you need a Shalachem. And the Ramban and the Mohammed they disagree, says, no, it's not the mitzvah of Lakachtem. Usmachtem is a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Usmachtem. You don't need Shalachem for this mitzvah. The Orch Laner was Rav Yankov Ettlinger, so the first sefer that he wrote is called Bikur Yankov, the first sefer. Then he wrote Orach Laner on the Gemaras, so and the Tshuva is Binyan Tzion. So in his sefer Bikur Yankov, it's on the Mishnah Berurah quotes at every other page. He discusses all the dinim of Sukkot and Dalet Minim and Sukkah and everything. So he raises this issue. He says that. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes a Yerushalmi, which by Yosef Nigmar never appears, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah does not quote it. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos based on Yerushalmi, Lulav Nito Migdosh, called Shiva, how much is called Migdosh? So the Rambam writes, all of the old city, all the Iratika, the whole Yerushalayim is called Lulav Nito Migdosh. So he raises the possibility. The Rambam holds that the Kedushas HaMikdash is Kitchel HaSilova in Yerushalayim. The Kedushas Kitchel HaSilova, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash now, but it could be if you put together the two Rambams, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that Kedushas HaMikdash is Loi Batlo, so there would be a Din Deraisa to shake a lulav of Kol Shiva in the Old City. So even if you're ready Daven Shachris in Beit Gan or in Tel Aviv, whatever, then you come to visit the Ir Atika. A lot of people come to the Ir Atika on Sukkot, on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, so people walk over on Yom Tov, so even though they read a Shuk Lulav earlier in the day, they become a Chuyiv not to shake a Lulav. So there will always be a good Samaritan there who will offer you, when you want to have a Matana Manas Lahachzer, and give you Shalachem. So a lot of people, what do you need Shalachem for? It's not the first day Yom Tov. The answer is no, but according to Taisus, whenever in the Tilas Lulav is there Isa, so you need Shalachem, so even Lulav Kol Shiva, according to the Tosfos, you would need Shalachem. So that's the That's the chiddush of the Aruch Laner. I remember when I was a student in Yeshiva, Sir Rabbi Gerelik told us when he was learning by Rav Velvela in Europe, someone asked Rav Velvela on the first day of Sukkot, if a person daven, let's say, Meir Shorim, and bye to God, and then he walks to the Eir Atika, is there this added mitzvah to shake the lulav in the Eir Atika even on the first day, or is it only on the remaining 6 days? The first day is all over the world, you do the mitzvah. Kachtam lachem ayam arishan. Maybe this mitzvah, the smachtam of Nesham Kech Shivas Yamim, maybe it only begins from the second day on. Or do you say, no, it applies all 7 days. So he said, Rav Velvela was thinking, and he says he didn't know any rayos one way or the other. Rav Yeruchim Perlo, in his Sefer HaMitzvos Rav Sadigan, claims, he thinks that this is a machlekes harishayim in the Mefarshim HaMikra, the way they read the pasuk, that some say, smachtam lefnei Hashem Elokechem, the remaining 6 days, the additional 6 days, and others say, no, all 7 days. He thinks it's a machlekes. So Rabbi Gerelik made a comment, we were learning Torah, whoever thought there's going to be a Holocaust, whoever thought there's going to be a Medina, whoever thought that during their lifetime they'll be able to come to the Kosel HaMaravi and the Eir Atika and Sheikh Alulav. He said they were sitting and learning in Europe. They were clearing shilas, what's going to be if the Jews will be in the Eir Atika, will they have a mitzvah on the first day? If they'll walk from... He said, and then everything came to fruition. Yeah. In Perek Lulav HaGozel, the Mishnah gives you all the details about Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Arovis. So the Gemara has a price, Arve Nachal, Hagdei Lemala Nachal. It grows by a river. So Rashi interprets in the Gemara, even though we marba from the word Arve, Losh and Rabin, even if the Arovis grow on a mountain, nowhere near a river, but L'chatchila, it's a mitzvah min amuvchar to fulfill the pshutu shal mikro, to have Arve Nachal. It's an interesting Rashi. How do you know when you go buy a rovis? They don't tell you whether they grew by a river or not. Someone should make extra money. Pick a rovis that grew by a river and charge twice as much. And say, these are the hidden mitzvah. These are Arve Nachal. Someone should make some money. There's so many different ways to make money. They should do this. The end of the Sedra has a story about the Megadev. So it says, he was besot b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Malamish and his Gayer. But the, what do you mean, Malamish and his Gayer? But his mother was Jewish. His father was a Mitzri. His mother was Shlomis Baz Divri. So why did he have to be Ms. Gayer? So the Ramban has a machloikis with the Bali Atesis. Malamish and his Gayer means he was present at Har Sinai when all of Klal Yisrael was Ms. Gayer. Oh no, Malamish and his Gayer, he was a guy. He had to convert. Not the same as everybody else at Har Sinai. Why do you have to convert? But the din is, if your mother's Jewish, you don't have to convert. That din only begins after Maimon HaSin. He was born Koidem Matan Torah. So that's the Mishlei HaMelech has a sefer on Drush that's called Parashas Drachim HaAgadata. Very beautiful sefer. So the first essay, it has long essays there. So the first essay in the Parashas Drachim is the famous one where he discusses whether the Ovis Koidem Matan Torah, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, did they have the din of Bnei Noach, or did they have the din of Yisrael? So he understood that this was the machloikas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Whether the Ovis Koidem Matan Torah, did they already have the din like Jews, that if the mother's Jewish, the father's a goy, so the children are Jewish. So then Malamish and his guy means he participated in Maimon HaSinai. It doesn't mean that he had to convert. Or did he say, no, up until HaSinai, the Ovis had a din like Bnei Noach. Only after Maimon HaSinai, then they had a din of Bnei Yisrael. So by Bnei Noach, the din is that the blood is Elach Achar HaZocher. The blood is, let's say, one goy marries, is an intermarriage between two goyim. One parent is a mitzvah, the other parent is a French person. So does the child have the status of a mitzvah, a doimi, or a zayinumis, or a molek? Those, they're special dinim for special nationalities. So we always assume the umas halach achar azocher. The status of the children is determined by the father. By Yisrael, it's determined by the mother, not by the father. So that's the shaila from the days of Avraham Avinu till Maimon HaSinai. The obvious have a din of Bnei Yisrael, have a din of Bnei Noach. So the Mishlei HaMelech understood that that was the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Ramban. Okay, I apologize. I will not be able to give a shiur tomorrow morning. So that's why I gave the shiur today on Parsha. I won't be able to give a shiur on Sunday either. I'm going to be in California, but I think Monday morning I will be back taking the red eye. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos.